And the Guardian's book came out this week. It's called WikiLeaks, Inside Julian Assange's War on Secrecy.
And let's go next to Argentina and a battle over the personal belongings of the late Juan Perón, the populist strongman who's still revered there. Perón has been dead for almost 40 years, but many of his personal items clutter a Buenos Aires apartment of a former Perón aide who now wants to auction them off online. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story.
The static in the old recordings of his speeches don't diminish the power of Juan Perón. Not to a country still mesmerized by the iconic leader. With his captivating wife, Evita, at his side, Perón's government in the 40s and 50s showered the working poor with benefits. His style has been copied by Latin American populists ever since, right up to Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. So you'd think Perón's worldly possessions would be in the hands of the people, but they are not. In a dark, hot apartment he rents in the heart of this capital, Mario Rotundo opens doors and gingerly walks amid the knickknacks. There are shoes and records and desks and a telex machine and typewriters, all once belonged to the great man. 14,000 items in all, stored in the apartment and in banks across the city.
Nosotros somos los propietarios.
Now they belong to me, Rotundo says, not just Perón's possessions, but many that belonged to Evita. And as the owner, he says he's entitled to sell them online, as he recently attempted until a court injunction stopped him. Rotundo says he was just 20 when he met Perón in Madrid in 1970. Perón promptly made Rotundo his trusted aide. After Perón's death, it was his third wife, Isabel, who bequeathed all of the former president's belongings to Rotundo and the foundation he runs to fund social works.
Dice que Doña María Estela Martínez,
reading her will, Rotundo notes that she signed all of it over in the name of her late husband. Rotundo says he understands the items have historical value, but he says his foundation needs the money and that Perón, a friend of the poor, would have agreed. Across town, that doesn't sit well with Lorenzo Pepe as he gives a tour of an old house Perón and Evita once used. It's now the Juan Perón Institute, a government-funded agency that Pepe runs. Pepe says his job is to safeguard the memory of Perón. At his request, Pepe says, a court froze the sale of Perón's possessions. The institute, though, has been unable to get its hands on the items. Pepe says he can't afford the millions Rotundo wants for the objects. Back in his apartment, Rotundo unzips a vinyl garment bag to show a silk robe Perón wore until his final days.
Es el robe de chambre.
Rotundo also has Perón's books, some centuries old, and such unusual items as the headstone for Perón's dog, Canela. A few years back, Rotundo auctioned off some of the more valuable belongings, among them Perón's library and the shroud that covered Evita's embalmed remains.
Pero bueno, no depende de nosotros.
Rotundo says the whole quarrel could be solved if the government would simply buy what's left. And with that, Rotundo calls it a day, closing the reinforced door to the apartment and locking its treasure shut. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Buenos Aires.